Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight is going to be a very good practice. So before we start, make sure that you have a place where you can rest comfortably on your back, because I will invite you tonight to go chasing the dream. And it is likely that many of you will find yourselves completely relaxed in such a condition that you would choose to remain in that state rather than come back and turn off the computer. So our practice tonight is titled Overwatching Your Sleep. And what we look to do with this exercise is to learn to find the transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. This is super important. Because between the transition of vigil state, which is the condition where the body is awake, and the sleep state, where the body is completely asleep, there is a particular element called the initiating element. The initiating element is a gift from our Divine Mother. And the nice thing about it is that the initiating element is consistently the same. Finding what is your initiating element allows you to know when you have reached that perfect balance between the sleep state and the dream state. And with that, you can immediately stand up, leave your body on the bed, and move consciously in the astral plane. This is a wonderful practice. But let me tell you this. We take out of these exercises exactly what we bring into them. If we bring lack of tenacity, if we bring skepticism, then that's exactly what we take back. But if we bring dedication, sacrifice, before you realize, you start harvesting the fruit of your efforts. So let's start by saying, we are a trinity, and we know this because we already have learned about the principle of correspondence. We know that the Father is three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know that our innermost is three, Atman, Buddhi, and Manas, the innermost, the spiritual, and the human soul. And in our case, we are three as well. We are a body, we are a soul, and we are a spirit. That soul element is very tricky. And if you have been listening to many of our previous lectures, you have already heard us quoting the words of the Apostle Luke when he quotes the words of the Master, of Yeshua ben Pandira, Jesus the Christ, when Jesus says, "In patience you will receive your souls." And you have heard us before say many times, we still do not have a soul. We don't have a soul or soul. The soul that we have today is of a lunar nature. It is kind of ghost-like. And provided that that is what we have, it is within that soul that is in reality a cluster of our psychological aggregates, the good ones and the not so good ones. Well, it is in that soul that we have our desires and our fears, our willpower, we have our mind. Everything is contained right there. And that soul is an intermediary between the physical body and the innermost, the spirit. The connecting element that exists within the soul is the consciousness. The consciousness. And that soul, well, it is wrapped in an astral body. This is why every time that we fall asleep, we naturally unfold. We leave the physical body behind and we roam within the fifth dimension of nature that happens to be the eternity. It's important that we say that because it is likely that you have experienced one of those moments when you hit the snooze button in your alarm in the morning. And before you realize, you see only in your dream just a minuscule fraction of an event. It's like you look at a mental image frame and you come back. And when you look, it's been 45 minutes. It's been 2 hours. That happens because when we are moving in the fifth dimension, we are beyond time. We are in that dimension that is the eternity. An instant there, it can encompass a tremendous amount of this human time that we have created here in this realm. So our soul is wrapped in this astral body. And it is good that we have the opportunity of using this soul wrapped in this astral body to unfold consciously in the astral plane. Because if we want to make some progress, there are many things that we need to be able to do consciously in the astral plane. One of them, for example, you have to be willing to present yourself in the astral plane and invoke of your innermost and ask your innermost, you yourself, ask your innermost to give you the tests of the elements. Test of air, water, fire, earth. You have to ask your innermost to give you the tests of the guardian of the threshold. And if we cannot unfold consciously in the astral body, well, we cannot ask for that. And these tests that we just mentioned, they are fundamental to begin the work. Because after those tests, we have the test of Dairini, we have the test of the minor mysteries, and we have the test of the major mysteries. So there's still plenty of road that we must cover. Again, very important that we learn to unfold consciously in our astral body. And the practice that we will do, and your homework is, we start tonight, and we will be diligent for the next 40 nights. And every night, we will be observing the transition between the wake state and the sleep state. That is it. We're going to relax our body. We're going to set ourselves in a condition where we fall asleep. Fine. That's perfectly normal in this condition that we find ourselves today. But we will relax our body as we set ourselves comfortably on some surface. And as we relax the body, we're going to remain vigilant of that transition state between wake and sleep state. If you fall asleep and you don't remember anything the next morning, if you suddenly wake up the next morning wondering what happened, that is what I meant to say, make sure that as we start this exercise that you have with you your Gnostic journal. That way, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you just don't move. You remain very calm and relaxed, and you slowly, gently reach for your Gnostic journal, and you write down everything that comes into memory. Symbols, colors, people, location, conditions, whether it's the road or your feet or animals that you may see, etc., etc. Everything is important. We document that down. But we will repeat this exercise for 40 nights because one thing is going to happen. Time is not going to wait on us. The 40 nights are going to happen whether we practice or we don't practice. And provided that time is not stopping, it is in our best interest to make the most of every single opportunity that we are given. 40 nights, and we're going to focus on observing the transition between the wake state and the sleep state. It is important, again, we need to be very emphatic on this, that you write down everything that you remember. Because as the days go by, you will start noticing that there are many things that will start repeating themselves. And that is very useful. That is very, very important. So this is our practice tonight. What will happen is that after we relax the body, we will just gently invoke the dream. We're going to invoke of our Father so that our divine innermost brings forth an aspect of itself that is known as Morpheus, the God of Dreams. And that Morpheus can guide us through the exercise of identifying the transition. And eventually we will fade away in the background. We're not going to interrupt the end of this practice to bring you back. So we start with our exercise tonight. So now that we have said that, let's go ahead and take our computer, if it is a laptop, or let's just set the speakers or whatever in such a way that it will not create a problem for you to be able to lay down and relax your body, and you will still be able to have good audio. As we do that, you may select your sofa, a yoga mat, the carpet, maybe your bed. But let's go ahead and select what is that place in which we're going to rest. And as we do that, let's start making ourselves comfortable and let's start by closing our eyes. How's that? friends, for this practice tonight, I will invite you to orient your head either towards the north or towards the east. Remember that as we align our body with the magnetic pole of the planet, we allow all of those gentle flows of energy to flow with much finesse through our human machine. Also, when we set our head towards the east, that is also favorable because we are assuming a posture in which we are waiting for the arrival of that Christic solar light that imbues everything with vibration, life. Allow your intuition to tell you if it is north or if it is east. But know that you cannot go wrong with either one. And now that we have pretty much set ourselves down, let's make ourselves aware of our physical body. Be mindful of any discomfort that you may be feeling. Maybe you're wearing shoes and the shoes are tight. It is okay to take them off. Maybe it's the belt, maybe it's earrings, a bracelet, a watch, a ponytail. It is okay just to release and relieve all of those distractions so that we are not saturating our senses. If you notice that there is some discomfort in your lower back, because many of us have been working from our home office for the duration of the pandemic, consider just setting a pillow under your knees so that you can relieve any strain from your lower back. So if you have to do that, it's perfectly fine to go do that now. For the rest of us, let's start focusing on our breath, and we will focus on breathing in through our nose and out through our nose. So we take a deep breath in, 1, 2, 1, 2. With every exhalation, let's allow our physical body to sink just a little deeper onto that surface. 1, 2. Those of you who have been practicing with us for the last many months, it is likely that as you breathe in through your nose and out through your nose, with every exhalation you start feeling that gentle vibration, that softness that inundates the physical body. And if it is happening close to instantaneous, that is just remarkable. Because we need to get into the condition that we invoke these deep states of relaxation and that they manifest instantaneously. After all, Master Samael tells us that we need to be relaxed so that we can learn how to listen. We continue focusing on our breath. 1, 2. Now let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of our emotional state. It is always important for us to make ourselves aware of our emotional state. And that is because emotions are always preceded by thoughts. many thoughts we just do not perceive. Many of our thoughts happen in our subconscious mind. Many of our thoughts happen within the space of our infraconscious mind. And that makes it challenging for us to be able to perceive them. And even though they may go unnoticed by us, the brain always detects them, because the brain is an instrument of the mind. And if the brain detects them, well, evidently the brain will respond to whatever stimulus it is receiving. So let's make ourselves aware of our emotional state. It is possible that some of us may be a little enthusiastic, that others may be going into through the beginning of this practice with strong interest, yet others may be experiencing some degree of boredom, maybe some degree of antagonism. And that is okay, because we know that these emotions, they are all temporal. They come and go. And our focus now is simply to contemplate them the same way that we contemplate a beautiful flower. Perhaps the same way in which we contemplate a beautiful sunset. So even if there are within us any traces of anger from anything that could have happened today, any emotions associated to uncertainties, fears, any griefs, it is okay that we are detecting them. And if that were your case today, and yet you're still here for this practice, that is simply remarkable. Because you have been giving forth your best effort. And in that satisfaction for the emotions of the day, in that gratefulness that comes from having a new opportunity to observe and discover of our own defects, we take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And we will bring our attention to our feet. The mere effort of allowing the consciousness to contemplate is sufficient to bring about a deep state of relaxation. And in that light, we just focus on our toes. We focus on the sole of our feet, our heels, our ankles. Our shins, our calves, our knees. And just like that, without any effort, we feel that gentle softness that comes with a state of relaxation. And we experience it with gratitude. And we experience it with satisfaction, because that sensation of relaxation is just right. We bring our attention back into our knees. And let's focus on that space behind our knees. We continue upwards in our legs and we contemplate our hamstrings. And as we continue bringing our attention upwards, we focus our attention in our femoral arteries, in our thighs, our hips, and we bring our attention to the base of our spine, right there at that point that is the coccyx. And as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, with every exhalation we feel the growth of that gentle sensation of relaxation inundating every aspect and part of our legs. Now that we have focused our attention at the level of the coccyx, let's continue upwards the spine. And as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, we continue upwards, vertebra by vertebra. And we slowly feel that relaxation saturating all of our lower back. And with it, the relaxation of our internal organs. We see the relaxation of our intestines. The relaxation of our liver, our pancreas, our spleen. And we even see the relaxation at the level of our kidneys. And because we're currently under the influence of the constellation of Libra, we take a moment and we invoke of our Divine Father by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, my internal God, we ask of you, we beg of you with our soul and our heart, that you present yourself at the doors of the heart temple of the constellation of Libra. We ask Divine Father that once there you do the necessary salutations at the door. And that you walk in and take the 7 sacred steps towards the inside of that temple. And that you kneel before the presence of the great masters of the constellation of Libra. Hadakiel Garkarban. Divine Masters, we're here humbly at your presence, asking of you and begging of you for a chorus of your angels. We ask of your contribution to balance the forces of Libra at the level of our kidneys. so that we may be more balanced in our efforts for right thought, right action, right sentiment. So that we may learn to exercise a prudent balance between justice and mercy. So that we can learn to bring about balance, harmony, and equanimity in our interactions within ourselves, with our spouse and our children, with our neighbors and our community. Divine Masters, we ask of this in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the love of Christ. So be it. We give infinite thanks to the great masters, Hadakiel and Garzgarban. And we give infinite thanks to our Father for his contribution into this exercise. And because we continue focused in our breath, and we continue focused in our spine, we continue moving upwards and we relax our stomach, our lungs, our heart. With every exhalation, we bring about relaxation to every plexus within our body. And as we continue up our spine, as we get to the level of our shoulders, we allow that sensation of relaxation to cascade from our shoulders to our elbows, from our elbows to our wrists, from our wrists into our hands, on a relaxation that overflows and saturates all of our fingers. By now we experience this gentle vibration that is permeating throughout everywhere in our body. A sensation of relaxation that we are certain that we can invoke at any moment today or in the upcoming days. A sensation of relaxation that we know that is natural of a true human being. We also notice that our exhalations are deeper and yet so gentle. And in the same gratitude of gratitude and gratefulness, we focus once again on our spine. And from there, at the level of our shoulders, we continue focusing upwards. And we bring relaxation to our neck. We bring relaxation at the base of our skull. And And from there, we relax our jaw, our tongue, our lips. We relax our cheeks, our eyes, and our eyelids. We relax the muscles of our forehead. And as we focus once again on the base of our skull, we deliberately relax the space behind our ears. And we allow that sensation of relaxation to continue upwards until it finds itself at the very top of our head and emanates upwards into the infinite as a ray of light that protrudes out of our crown. And once again, we invoke of our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart for your contribution to this practice for the next 40 days. Divine Father, we ask of you that you remove from us our maiden of memories. And we ask that you do that in such a way so that we can come back from the dream state. While at the same time maintaining memories of everything that we see, that we experience, that we hear, that we feel. And we also ask of you for that derived aspect of yours, that part of our being that is the God Morpheus, the God of dreams. Morpheus, 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 we invoke you. Powerful Master, we ask of your guidance. We ask that you show us the exact moment of transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. We ask for your guidance and your education so that we may discern and identify the transitioning element. And we also ask of you that you give us the clarity of mind that is necessary to identify all of those critical symbols that exist in our dreams. And that you give us the opportunity to translate the meaning of those symbols so that we may receive the wisdom of the innermost. We ask of this in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, and by the glory of Christ. Thank you, powerful Master, for your assistance. Thank you, Divine Maiden of Memories, for your help. And to you, Divine Father, we beg, that you give us objective imagination, inspiration, and intuition, so that we may understand the significance and the reason of the symbols that we receive, that we may apprehend the spiritual reality of your message, and that we can see clearly the thing itself and not be fascinated by the appearance of things. We ask of this, Divine Father, in your holy name. Amen. 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 As we invoke the power of the three primary forces of creation within us, we will mentally chant the mantra Aum. maintain our remembrance of self by focusing on the innermost, or by focusing on the Divine Mother. We embrace the principle of spontaneity to see our Divine Mother, her delicate hands, the beauty of her countenance, the love that irradiates from her heart. And we remain focused in our breathing. We seek for that perfect balance between being awake and being asleep. And we remain contemplative, observant.